We're in Siman Tov Lamed Hey, finishing up. The Mechaber says, "Vala Bedika Shalachar Pesach Lo Yivarech." When you do Bedikas Chametz after Pesach, because you forgot the whole time, so you don't make a bracha then. And the Mishnah Berurah says, however, the Bedika during Pesach, you would need to make a bracha on, even if you already did a bittel. And the fact that you make a bracha on Bedika during Pesach, even though you don't put out the little pieces of bread, from there the Vilna Gaon proves that putting out the pieces, 10 pieces, is not ma'akev at all. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that if you already checked for chametz and you did bittel chametz, so then just like before Pesach, that if you find chametz, if you did all of that before Pesach and then you find chametz on Pesach, so what do? There's different opinions in the Achronim. Some say that you would need to make a bracha when you find that chametz. And some say you wouldn't need to make a bracha because the first bracha that you made before Pesach, you fulfilled like the Takanas Chachamim, and therefore it should cover even chametz that you find during Pesach, and Savi Bracha Sahakel, and therefore you would not make a bracha on burning chametz that you find during Pesach as long as you did the Bedika and the Bittel beforehand. So Mitav Lamed Vav. Then Mefarish b'yam, v'yotze b'shiara. Sif Aleph. Mefarish ma'yabash al ha'yam, v'yotze b'shiara, v'ena maniach b'veis ha'misha yivduch. If someone's going away for Pesach, and they're leaving before Pesach, and they didn't appoint anyone to do bedika on their home right before Pesach, tosha shim yom, zakuk livduch. If it's within 30 days of Pesach, so then they have to make sure to check for chametz before they leave. V'lo yivarech al b'yir chametz, but they don't make a bracha, according to the Ramah. Kodem shoshim yom, but if they leave before 30 days before Pesach, then ain sarach livdok, then they don't need to check anymore. Mishiyagia Pesach yivat lenu, and then once Pesach comes, they should do the bittel. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you appointed someone to be your shaliach to do the bedika, so then shulcho shel adam kamoso. We already said that it's better to appoint a man than to appoint a woman for this situation, but appointing a shaliach would be good enough. There's a discussion: is it better to check on your own? Even though it's not going to be done at the right time, meaning before you leave for Pesach, because of mitzvah yosef v'shalucha, or it's better to have a shaliach do it, because then they'll be checking at the right time on Leil Yodalid before Pesach. So Rav Osner says that from the fact that you don't make a bracha on the bedika, which is being done before the appropriate time, we can prove that this is not the way that Chazal had established it, and therefore it's better to have a shaliach do it the night before Pesach, as long as he won't be mezazel in it, and he'll do it appropriately. The reason that if you leave within 30 days that you'd need to do the bedika before you leave is because once you hit 30 days before Pesach, so then the chiyuv bedika already exists. And you need to check, says the Mishnah Berurah, the night before you leave with a candle, and you need to do a bittel on anything that you didn't see as well. If you forgot to do bedika at night, so then you could do it during the day. And when you leave, you need to make sure to close up the house so that no more chametz could come in, because if there's potential for more chametz to come in, so then what was the point of doing the bedika in the first place? You don't make a bracha because on the night of the 14th, the reason you make a bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because that's when they were misaking you to do it, since you're going to do the beer the next day. It's like the beginning of the beer process. But here, where you're not going to end up burning this chametz, and you're going to be using other chametz, so then there's no reason to make the bracha of bedikas. The Be'er Halacha does bring opinions who disagree and say that you should make the bracha of bedikas chametz when you are doing it within 30 days. But the maskana of the poskim is that you do not make a bracha in this situation. Should you be putting out the little pieces of bread when you do bedikas chametz before the appropriate time if you're going away? So the Minchas Yitzchak says no, you don't have to put them out, because since the whole reason the Ramah said to put out the pieces is so that there's no bracha levatala, so here you're not making a bracha anyway, so then you don't need to put out the pieces. Rav Yashav disagrees and he says no, you need to put out the pieces, because the Ari says putting out 10 pieces has some type of so to it, and therefore, even if you're going away before Pesach, you should still put out the pieces when you do bedikas. What happens if you forgot to do the bedika before you left? You're going away for Pesach, you're leaving a week before, and you totally forgot to do the bedika. So then Magen Avraham says that it could be you have to go home in order to check, or send a shaliach to check on your behalf. The Beis Meir says that if you forgot and you went away, then right when you remember, you should do bittul right away. And there's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Beis Meir brought in the Be'er Halacha. This is all only when you have a suffix whether there's chametz or not. But if you know for sure that there's chametz in your house, so even the Beis Meir agrees to the Magen Avraham, as long as there's no hefset involved, if you have to go back or send someone else to do it.